believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders, our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two. Man, I love you guys so much. My phone's blowing up with text messages. Becky in Indian River. Randy, I just tuned in and missed the donation information. Can you send me the link? Becky, I just sent it to you. Thank you so much. Please also share it. It's a link on your phone. All you have to do is hold your thumb on it and then hit share, and then you can search your contact list and send it to fellow patriots that you know. Tom and Karen Curtis up at Curtis Gunsmithing, our check is in the mailbox, going out in the mail today. Thank you. John Proctor up in Sheboygan, Vicky's address, I just sent it to you. Victoria Bishop and the address. Man, this is amazing. This is overwhelming, you guys. I'll give you updates tomorrow. One of the things that I think is happening in the news, all these reports, Harmeet Dillon is going after the clerk in Detroit. They want all, what is it, 850,000 ballots from the November 2024 election. They've asked Jocelyn Benson for these manuals, these qualified voter manuals, and the rules that she sent out to the clerks. Benson has refused, because she claims that your private personal information is in the qualified voter files. Folks, that is a bald-faced lie. They have your name. That's correct. It does have your address, and it has the last four digits of your driver's license. Doesn't have your Social Security number in there. It's a bald-faced lie. Benson put out that it has your Social Security number. No, it does not. That is not in the qualified voter files anywhere. This lady is a liar, pure and simple. Her own attorney has already said publicly, Jocelyn Benson only enforces the laws she likes. And if you don't like that, you can sue her. Take her to court. Well, that's exactly what Vicky's going to do. And I am going to reach out to the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. These other links, Scott, you sent me from Lansing. You said, thanks, I just shared it on over 20 Michigan Facebook pages. God bless you, brother. You know, and the thing of it is, you have to understand, again, it just comes a point. It just comes a point that you say, you know what? Somebody's got to do something. Well, that's what she decided to do. As her husband, as her spokesperson, this is what we are going to do. We're going to take it on. And you know, the other thing about this that is so interesting, do they honestly think we weren't watching what happened in Arizona in 2022, 4 years ago? Katie Hobbs, the Secretary of State, running for governor as a Democrat against Carrie Lake. Oh, it just so happened in the middle of the day when most of the seniors who live in Arizona get out to vote. Maricopa County, I mean, this is like 95% Trump country. The voting machines went down. What? 6 hours. The voting tabulators were malfunctioning in Maricopa County on Election Day back in November 2022 for the Arizona governor's election. Can't make this stuff up. And now she puts out these rules, Jocelyn Benson does, that violate federal statutes, and she thinks she's going to get away with it? She thinks she's going to be able to dictate to the clerks how to run the elections because she's the Secretary of State. Folks, will you please inform your local township, city, village clerks, even your county clerk? They do not work for Jocelyn Benson. The Secretary of State is only there as a reference, as a source for clerks if they have a question, if they don't know how to do something. They've got a gentleman who's come in with an absentee ballot that was mailed to his house, and he wants to turn it in and vote on it. How do we do it? Guidance, information. These administrative rules that Benson has put out telling these clerks how they have to run the election this year are not legal. They violate federal statutes. But yet she's telling clerks to break the federal statute laws because she put out a rule. And because she's the Secretary of State, we got to do what she tells us. No, you do not. You are independent. You have your own autonomy. You have the ability to run the elections the way you want to run them based on state and federal election laws. Benson can't tell you what to do in any way, shape, or form. But yet she acts like it. Do you remember the video that Benson put out prior to the November 5th, 2024 election, threatening board of canvassers within each county? If you refuse to certify the election in your county, we will come for you. She put out a video saying that. Why did she do it? Because of what happened in Wayne County back in the November 2020 presidential election between Biden and Donald Trump. The two Republican canvassers for Wayne County, Monica Palmer and William Hartman, refused to certify Wayne County's election. They threatened their children. We know where your kids go to school. We know where you live. Threaten them. Well, Monica Palmer was promised that Jocelyn Benson said that they would do a complete audit of Wayne County's election. Monica Palmer believed that Jocelyn Benson said that. She signed it. William Hartman, good friend of mine, I've known him all the way going back to 2010, refused to sign it. William Hartman never certified the Wayne County election in Detroit on November 2020 election. since then, I believe, due to all the threats, the fear that he was living with, he ended up dying in his sleep a year or so later. He died and never signed the certification for Wayne County November 2020 presidential election. Didn't matter, Jocelyn Benson. She went ahead and had the state's board of canvassers certify the election, giving the election in Michigan to Joe Biden, not Donald Trump. Technically, statutorily, that election was never certified. Wayne County, William Hartman never signed it. Well, it didn't matter to Jocelyn Benson. The Republican electors for the Electoral College, because of the lawsuit that was pending in Antrim County, because of what William Hartman did down in Wayne County, they believe that Donald Trump won the election in November 2020 and certified their Electoral College vote for Donald Trump and tried to get it to Vice President Mike Pence. What did Jocelyn Benson and Dana Nessel, the Attorney General, do? They prosecuted them. Forced them to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars each in defending themselves against criminal prosecution. Well, one of the electors hired Kevin Kievsky, and Kevin and the other attorneys beat him in court. The case was dismissed. Longtime friend, Patriot Army veteran, Republican friend John Haggard, Haggard Plumbing and Heating in Charlevoix, Michigan, heard from his attorney, the case was dismissed. You're a free man. John Haggard went to bed that night and died in his sleep after hearing the news, the case was dismissed. That lawsuit, that battle, killed John Haggard prematurely, in my opinion. Dana Nessel did it. These women are evil, and they must be fought. Text me, donate. I'll send you the link. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. People listening, sending me a text that says donate or Vicky's mailing address. Mark Eby, owner of Castle Rock there in St. Ignace. Vicky and I climbed Castle Rock after she went through some heart issues. I was so absolutely proud of her. Mark, you know those little rest stops you have going up the steps? Well, we stopped at every flat spot, every resting spot you had. Vicky made it all the way to the top. I had a guy take our picture with the Mackinac Bridge behind us. Mark says, send me Vicky's address. He's going to be mailing a check. Mark, we greatly appreciate it. Bob down in Hillsdale texted me donate. I sent him the link. I'm going to share this with Mark so Mark can share it with people he knows up in the UP, all of his maybe customers, friends. Please share it. Phyllis down in Dexter said she sent it to her executive committee, Republican executive county Republicans down in her area. I think, what is she, Washtenaw County? Livingston County. Dexter, anyway, I don't know. You know, it just gets to a point where you have to say enough is enough. We got to fight back. We got to do something. And I was so happy when Kevin Kievsky said, absolutely, I'll take the case. I look forward to kicking their butt in court. What rules will the judge decide to provide an immediate injunction on, telling Benson she cannot implement these rules? It's going to get national attention. It's also going to get statewide headlines. Negative publicity for her running to be the Democrats' candidate for November's general election. How many libertarians, how many independents, how many people, patriots like us, that want government to leave us alone? Let us have fair, fair elections. Not run by rules that have been implemented not laws, not election laws, not a public act, but rules that has been implemented by one of the candidates who's running for governor. How is she getting away with this? Washtenaw County, I knew that. I got so much on my mind, Phyllis, I apologize. There comes a point in time, people, where you just got to say, you know what? Enough is enough. We have got to do something. Well, one of the things that I think is going to happen when this gets out, when this give, send, go gets out there, and people realize what's going on, I think it's going to be the media who's actually going to cover the story is going to get it out there. I hope and pray that's what happens. Going on the offense is going to get the attention. Really? That's what it's going to take? Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. And the thing of it is that this entire thing, they drew first blood. They drew first blood. They went after her, alleging that she violated her duties as Antrim County Clerk. Folks, this three-page demand letter from Jonathan Brader, who, by the way, is not even a licensed attorney in the state of Michigan. You know where he's an attorney from? New York. That's who Jocelyn Benson has as her director of Bureau of Elections, overseeing our elections in the state of Michigan. Yeah. Well, guess what? This is going to be, without a doubt, going to make some headlines. And honestly, Vicky and I don't need this right now. But it's got to happen. It has got to happen. Because you just have to say there comes a point in your life, we're going to die. When we go, what do we leave behind us? Can't take it with you. What you do on this planet determines your posterity. What do you leave behind when you go? Randy Travis's three wooden crosses. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-2-